Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Neisel. The victims of Japan's earthquake and tsunami are still being tallied, but it will take longer to enumerate those who ultimately suffer from the failure of the Fukushima nuclear power plant.
The radioactive fallout has contaminated soil, food, and water. It will cause long-term damage not only to the ecosystem, but to people's health in northern Japan.
Unfortunately, we know what happens when people are exposed to high levels of radiation. Japan itself experienced the horrible effects during World War II after atomic bombs were detonated at Hiroshima and Nagasaki. The nuclear reactor meltdown at Chernobyl in 1986 also showed us the devastating effects.
The most damaging substances in a radioactive fallout are iodine-131, cesium-134, and cesium-137. Science has shown an indisputable correlation between people's exposure to the amount of these radioactive isotopes and cancer risk.
In particular, we saw the effects of radioactive iodine from monitoring children who lived in the Chernobyl area. The radioactive fallout released iodine-131, which contaminated pastures in the surrounding areas. Dairy cows that grazed on this grass made contaminated milk, which many children drank.
Once inside the body, iodine-131 concentrates in the thyroid, emitting radiation that damages cellular DNA. Over time, you get mutated cells that results in cancer.
While the half-life of iodine-131 is only 8 days, the cancer risk lasts a lifetime. So far, 1,800 of those children in Chernobyl who became adults died of cancer.
While the buildings and the homes of Northeast Japan can be rebuilt, the people there will need a lifetime of medical surveillance to not only better understand the terrible effects of radiation, but more importantly, get them the medical care they need.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch in Galveston, where biomedical discoveries are shaping the future of medicine. For much more on this and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.